A Philadelphia nonprofit says it is opening the country's first facility where people can inject illegal drugs under medical supervision. Yesterday, a district court judge ruled that the site does not violate federal drug laws. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
After a two-year legal battle, leaders at the nonprofit called Safe House are ready to open their doors to the first official supervised injection site in America. It's a facility where those struggling with addiction bring their own drugs and use with trained medical staff standing by to prevent overdoses. It's been used in Canada and Europe and has been shown to save lives. Rhonda Goldfein leads Safe House.
We have the highest death rate of any big city in America. The 2019 death rate is expected to surpass 2018. And with numbers like these, we are compelled to act.
The decision was from a U.S. district judge in Philadelphia who found in October that the sites Safe House are proposing are more like a medical facility than what prosecutors have called a crack house. The judge has now made his order final. It's a blow for the Justice Department, which sued to try to block the site. Here's U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain speaking a year ago when he and the Trump administration first filed their lawsuit aimed at stopping Safe House.
These are folks who have good intentions, but we think that this step of opening an injection site is a step that crosses the line.
He's not alone in believing this. At a tense press conference today, Safe House said their first facility will be in South Philadelphia. That was a surprise to neighbors there. Leanne Saloff wasn't pleased.
You blindsided us. So tell everybody in South Philly, generations of families who don't leave, who have college degrees, who sit there and stay in their community, who raise our children there.
Saloff says she doesn't want to live next to a site that will have a steady stream of substance abusers coming in and out.
I care about what my children have to see at 6 and 10 years old, that I have to explain hardened drug addiction. This is unacceptable, and you are a sneak about it.
Goldfein of Safe House says 3 to 4 people die from fatal overdoses every day in Philadelphia. She says their supervised injection sites are taking public injecting off the streets and into a medical facility.
We understand that your children should never have to walk over people publicly consuming. And the goal is, if it's not outside, then it's inside.
Studies have shown that injection sites do drive down fatal overdoses in the vicinity around the facilities. Philadelphia health officials estimate that 25 to 76 people could be saved each year with the opening of the injection spaces. Former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell is a big supporter.
But even if it saves 25 lives, it's worth it.
Supporters say it will also serve as a way to connect with treatment, housing, and other social services. Leo Beletsky is a health and law expert at Northwestern University. He studies harm reduction efforts like supervised injection sites. He says other U.S. cities are watching.
One of the key arguments against advocates has been that the law is not settled and that, you know, the legal implications are unclear. Well, that argument just suffered a setback.
Federal officials say they are evaluating all their options under the law, and they have already filed an appeal. Safe House has volunteers at the ready, including Rendell, the former Pennsylvania governor, expected to escort drug users to the site early next month. They hope to serve as a shield against any protesters or law enforcement. Bobby Allen, NPR News.